Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
Certain seasons seem to bring big winds to our area. What role does wind play in our forests?
Great question. Wind really is not just a happenstance, kind of serendipitous event. It's really part of our forest communities, you know, in the same way that we think of as the trees and the plants and the animals, because natural disturbances are often driving lots of ecological processes and are important to lots of ecological relationships that occur in plant communities, not just here, but everywhere. Here, especially, all of our forest communities rely to one degree or another on wind events to make certain things happen.
Interesting. So it's not just a disruptive event. It's actually part of the scheme of things.
It's very much a part of the scheme of things. So we can talk about a few of the reasons that this is important to forest communities. First one is that forest woody debris that comes down in these kinds of events, whether it's big trunks of trees or little branches, or which we saw a lot of in this last storm that we had, really provide an essential part of the debris of the forest floor, okay? And we, you know, I know we've talked many times before about the litter layer and how the forest floor itself is a community of living things within the greater forest community. Woody debris came down in our latest storms, are a major part of providing habitat for critters of many different kinds. Critters from tiny invertebrates that are essential to recycling nutrients in the forest, to fungi that play a similar role, bacteria, viruses, all these things, as those, even those large pieces of wood decay, change and decay, they are a host and a home to lots of these things that we don't see or think about as being really ever present, even though they represent a huge part of the biomass, which we've talked before, of the landscape. They're also homes for animals that we would be more likely to observe. So frogs, toads, salamanders, weasels, rodents like voles and shrews all use this kind of, especially the large coarse woody debris, that's what we geeks would call it, as places to hide out, to hibernate, to make as a home during the course of their lives. So those are important habitats, those big logs. Those large logs, as they slowly decay over time, they become like huge sponges. And that means that they give off moisture slowly into their immediate surroundings. And that's especially important when we're experiencing droughts, even just temporary, you know, a few days or whatever, for creatures like frogs, say, you know, amphibians that need to be in a moist environment because they're very sensitive skin to drying. Those are places where you go and hunker down to get through even short-lived events of drought. They're also places where, you know, there's good cover if you're concerned about predators. And those sponges also are a way of trapping moisture on the land so it doesn't move off the land so fast. So if you think about water, when we have a heavy rain event and water is moving off the land quickly because the soil can't and litter can't absorb it fast enough, then these bigger decayed logs really capture a lot of moisture and hold it there and give it off more slowly, which is valuable to the land. Another thing that makes wind really important to our forest ecosystems is that typically in a storm like we had, it's the tops of trees snap off and they create snags, right? And we had a lot of that happen at our place, both deciduous trees like aspens and coniferous trees that snapped off. And of course, the obvious thing that makes is snags. Again, more different, but more kinds of habitat gives structure to the forest because not everything can use something that's decaying wood on the forest floor, but they can use standing decaying wood. So insects that utilize those decaying standing trees are great then foraging places for woodpeckers, for insectivorous birds of all kinds. So another homes plus foraging that those kinds of standing dead wood create. In addition, when trees snap off or big branches come down, that happened on some of the aspens that I've seen from this storm, but it's very common in our maple forests that the large individual canopies of trees have great big branches. And because of all the leaves still, especially in a storm during the leaf on part of the year, those big branches can be very susceptible to a major wind event like we had. And so a big branch will break off, or maybe the whole top will snap off, or a big standing snag will be toppled. And those snags and the coarse woody debris contribute in the same way as other trees. But where just branches come off, or you get maybe a small group of whole trees that go down if you get a particularly big burst of wind, whether it's a group of aspens or maples, creates an opening in a forest. And openings, of course, get more light. So that provides opportunities to plants and regeneration of different kinds of species that aren't favored by a closed canopy. And so that light gives an opening and an opportunity for different species or for species already present to get a spurt of growth. That's essential, especially in the maple forest, because wind is really its only disturbance regime. They're fire-resistant communities, so it's not like the aspen and birch and mixed conifer forests that fires were also a part of the natural disturbance regimes. In the maple forest, it's really just wind that plays that role. And without that, creating those openings here and there of different sizes, there are species that wouldn't be able to persist in the dense canopy cover, and young maples wouldn't really have an opportunity to grow up and replace the things that come down. The role of wind, as I said, in our forest ecosystems isn't just something that is too bad, so sad. It's really a part of these systems and plays a really important ecological role in the scheme of things.
Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for explaining the role of wind in our forests.
You're welcome.